Hey, Chevra, I have to give a karsa tov to Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Chil Weberman, who shared with me this Torah earlier today. I was blown away. I was blown away by it, and I said, I have to use this for the 5-minute var tonight. It's very rare. I don't remember the last time, like, I said over a 5-minute var from something I heard from someone. But it's mamish, it's kodesh kodashim, and I've been thinking about it all day. And he said he heard it from Rav Chaim Shapiro. So you say something b'shem omro, maybe gula l'olam. Rav Chaim Elio Shapiro from Florida. So Yaakov Avinu, he's coming to Haran, and he's looking to get married, and he comes to the well, and he sees the shepherd there, right, around the well. We all know the scene. Probably all of us when we were in kindergarten drew a picture of this with the rock on top, right? You remember. And the Pasuk says in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Dalad, Vayomer Lahem Yaakov. Yaakov said to them, Achai, my brothers, Ma'ayin Atem, from where are you? Vayomru, and they said, Mecharan Nachnu, we're from Charan. Vayomer Lahem, he said to them, Yadatim is Lavan ben Nachar, do you know Lavan ben Nachar? Vayomru, Yadana, we know him. Vayomer Lahem, he said to them, Ashalom lo, is he good, is he peaceful? Vayomru Shalom, Vinei Rachel Pito, Ba'im Atzo, and there comes Rachel with the sheep. Did you pick up when I read these psukim, the difference in the statements of Yaakov and the statements of the shepherds? Each time Yaakov speaks, the pasuk says, Vayomer Lahem. Vayomer Lahem Yaakov Achai. Vayomer Lahem Hayidatim as Lavan. Vayomer Lahem Hashalom Lo. And every time the shepherds speak, it's just Vayomru. They say, it's not Vayomru Lo. Vayomru Micharon. Vayomru Yadanu. Why the difference? So Rav Chaim Shapiro said so beautifully. Yaakov Tzadik Yisrael Olam, it's teaching us the proper way to speak to someone. There's two ways you can speak to someone. There's some people who speak to someone, but it's clear that they're not interested in the other person. They're not giving their heart to the other person, not giving their attention to the other person. You know, these days especially, you could be, mom, you're talking to someone, and they're on their phone, like looking at their phone and talking to you, but they're not there. They're not present. You be talking to someone and it's clear, you know, someone's talking to you, it's clear that their mind is somewhere else. It's clear that they'd rather not be talking to you. It's clear that they're like feeling that they're above you. That's Vayomru. They could say. Vayomer Lahem, the emphasis, he spoke to them. The way to speak to another person, the way to care for another person, the way to show interest in another person, that when you speak to them, you're fully present. You're fully showing them, I want to talk to you. I want to invest time in you. I'm interested in you. I care about you. Vayomer Lahem, my mind is not on somebody else and somewhere else. I'm fully with you. I'm fully with you. Vayomer Lahem, I'm with you. But what's interesting is that alone, if we stop there, big Torah. A big Torah in how we interact with each other, how we interact with others, how we show others respect, how we show others we care, how we talk to others. But look, it continues. I stopped one pasuk early. Because then Yaakov continues to speak to them. And the pasuk says, Vayomer, Hein oda yom gadol lo eis ha'esef ha'mikne, hashku atzon l'churu. Vayomer, it doesn't say Vayomer lahem. Suddenly the next pasuk, just Vayomer, he said, isn't there a lot more left to the day? It's not the time to gather in your sheep yet. Give your sheep to drink and go and graze. Meaning, he was what was going on in this pasuk? He was giving them mussar and telling them because he thought they were being lazy and telling them that you should really be doing your job a little bit better, right? But in that pasuk, suddenly, it's not Vayomer Lehem. Where'd the Lehem? If the whole Yesod of the Pesukim is telling us how to speak to someone and show that you're interested and care, why suddenly this pasuk Vayomer, not Vayomer Lehem? So when you talk to somebody, you want them to know you're so interested and you care. But when you give someone mussar, when you give someone tochacha, it has to be in such a thought-out way. And usually it has to be in a way that they don't even feel you're talking to them. What happens if someone's giving you mussar, you right over put up a defense, you put up a wall, why do you know better than me? We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. So often, you know, the rabbi gets up in shul and gives this whole entire drasha on kas and anger because some woman called him a few days before and told him how the anger management problems with her husband. And after the drasha, you know, that guy comes over to the rabbi. Rabbi, that was a great speech. You think great. He took it. Yeah, this guy really needed it. You know, you never, Lamaisa, you don't want to take to heart. You don't want to hear Musser. When are you willing to be makabel Musser? When you don't think it's being spoken to you. And you don't think the person's thinking about you. And then, I could hear, I'm open. Because I'm not putting up my defense, right? So when we give Musser to someone else, it has to be in such a roundabout way. It has to be in such a subtle way. With subliminal messages a little bit even at times. Because then it's going to be makabel. Whoever told me a story, Rav Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro, his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, once went to the Chazon Ish on Shabbos Kodesh with a yid, Rav Shlomka Berman. And the Chazon Ish turned to Rav Shlomka Berman and asked him what time it was. Now it was well known, the Chazon Ish held that wearing a watch was carrying and didn't hold of any Erev. But it was also well, Rav Mordechai Shapiro knew that Rav Shlomka Berman didn't wear a watch because of that. Vade didn't wear a watch on Shabbos. And then he realized he was wearing a watch. And he realized that the Chazon Ish was such a tzaddik, he wouldn't say straight to him like not to wear a watch, or wouldn't even ask him what time it was, but he was asking the other youth so that he would think about his watch and realize he shouldn't be wearing it. And right then and there, he took off his watch in the Chazon Ish's house. The Chazon Ish smiled at him and said, Rav Mordechai, now you're going to have to come back to spend time with me so you could come back and get your watch. And he said, because of that, I think that was the first time they met. And because of that, he had 100 meetings with the Chazon Ish. 100 times. And he documented them. 100 times he met the Chazon Ish. But he realized this was the way that the Chazon Ish would give a Musar. In such a roundabout way, not Lehem. And so too, we have to know how to talk to others. We have to know how to talk to our loved ones. How to talk to our friends. But with such thought out ways, so the person doesn't have to put up a defense and doesn't feel attacked in any way and feels that it comes from love. And when we're talking to people and it's not Musar, every yid should feel like I'm talking to your heart. I love you. I care about you. Vayomer lahem. To build such ksharim, to show our ava, to be there for another yid. Bez Hashem is baruch and that's chos. We'll be zoicha. To simcha, to bracha. We'll be zoicha, b'mitakin, all that needs to be mitakin until we have the gula shleimu, the shkech lekenu. Here be made of a halo of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,